No, real special, you know, just a blessing. But yeah, man, it's good to be back. It's good to get a W. You know what I'm saying? It's probably one of the biggest wins for me of the season. So, yeah, very thankful.
Did you plan on doing the Dirty Bird afterwards? Did you envision that even before this game?
Yeah, definitely did. Man, I grew up watching, you know, Atlanta Falcons. Jamal Anderson did the Dirty Bird. So, I wanted to do it 2 years ago when we played here. I didn't get the chance. I got the chance today, so, yeah, I did it.
How many times did you do the Dirty Bird as a kid, just playing football in the backyard?
Probably like every Sunday. Yeah, every Sunday. So, yo.
I don't think I got a chance to watch it. Like, would you grade your own form on how you did
that? I got to see it again. I'll give myself an A, but I don't know what y'all think. So y'all have to let me. Y'all have to give me feedback.
So is that like the Jamal Anderson Dirty Bird, the OG Santiago?
That's the Jamal Anderson Dirty Bird. Yeah.
I guess how much more of a – every NFL win is a statement, but to come home to the champions of the NFC last year, is it even more of a statement than the other 9 games that you have this year?
You know, I think it's, you know, just, you know, it's equal, it's equivalent. You know, obviously that team, like you said, was NFC champions last year, Super Bowl team, and we knew it would be a test, and then especially playing on the road, we knew the environment would be tough, and, you know, we was able to squeeze out the win. It was a tough game, challenged us real well, and, you know, we dug deep and was able to get the win. Just a flat route, like you said, pick play. They were practicing 1,000 times, and, you know, cased them a good ball and was able to score, so it worked.
Dre, you probably talked about this, but your own hometown, getting the touchdown, doing the Dirty Bird, emotions, huh?
Dream come true. You know, it's just like I said, it's just a blessing to be back home. You know, see a lot of friends and family. You know, a lot of people come out to the game, support me and stuff like that. I see my high school coach before we went out into the field. So, you know, it's just a blessing to be back and be able to play at home.
And also how this team is playing right now and steamrolling, basically.
We got to go rolling pretty good. You know, we're finding ways to win ball games. And, you know, every week, whether it's home, on the road, you know, when things don't go our way, we find a way to turn around and come away with the win. So, we just got to keep it going.
What do you think about the ground game today? I see you guys are really grinding out.
Yeah, it was definitely a grind. We knew that coming into the game. You know, that defense, like I said, that defense is top-notch. You know what I'm saying? They basically got everybody back from last year. And you've seen what they did last year and this year. You know, they run really well, fit really well. You know, I think the game speaks for itself, you know, how much of a grind it was.
Xavier was talking about how much the defense feeds off the offense and vice versa, and the way they played, shutting them down on third downs and just gritting it out.
I mean, you know, they made a lot of stops. You know, we came out, you know, not our greatest start today. You know, a couple 3 and outs, you know, some penalties, got behind and stuff like that. But, you know, the defense, you know, they've been playing well. And, you know, they just get their stops, and we got to find ways to score and create separation.
And you talk about guys that come up with plays. How about Jarius Wright on that third down, right?
He's been coming up with plays, you know, since weeks ago. And, you know, third downs, you know, he's finding a way to make those plays. And, you know, that's a guy who works really hard, you know, day in and day out. And I'm glad to see him out there making plays.
You know, Mike Zimmer said, I think now they believe.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
We definitely believe. I mean, we bought in since the beginning of the year. And, you know, no matter what happens this year or what's happened so far, you know, we stuck together. And, you know, I think, you know, it shows, you know, the record 10-2, squeezing out tight ball games. And, you know, like I said, we just got to find a way to keep these wins going.
What's the most impressive aspect of Case game? He was virtually perfect in the second half.
I'll just say his, you know, competitiveness. You know, like I said, we didn't come out hot. You know, we got behind the ball, put him in tough situations. You know, he just keeps making plays. And, you know, I think, you know, the offense is feeding off him this year, his playmaking ability.
Why is he so good at making adjustments? What is it about him? Because obviously it's just a different style of win than you guys had in the last set of
Well, I think, you know, man, he's such a student of the game. You know, he's always watching film, always studying. You know, he's extending plays, you know, making plays with his feet. And, you know, I think when you have a quarterback who has, you know, so many dimensions to the game, you know, it's very hard. And, you know, I think he's shown that this year, throwing it, running it, extending plays and stuff like that.
I got here a little too late. What about on your touchdown and doing the Dirty Bird?
Yeah.
What was that, a spontaneous thing, or you had already planned it?
Nah, I planned it. Like I said, it was just, you know, a tribute to my hometown. Grew up watching the Falcons. Glad to be back. So I got a chance to score today, and, you know, that's what I went with, the Dirty Bird.
Appreciate it.